Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The I thought that was actually the DA-14.
Yeah,
and actually it was just a meteor. It was the size of a bus versus this thing that's passing by today passing by. It's actually half of a football field. This one that we just saw on the video that you can see on the torch today, go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. You can see firsthand that's just the size of a bus. Now imagine the size of a cruise ship, which is half the size of a football field. And coming and this meteorite was traveling at 33,000 miles an hour. Wow. And it was blowing windows out.
Mm.
And it's going to miss us, they say, by 17,000 miles. Well, understand this. I've jumped out of an airplane at 10,000, right? 10,000.
10,000 feet.
Oh, maybe.
Feet.
I was like, dude, I could have been hit. I was wondering why the air was so thin, you know? It's like, oh my goodness, that's just like 7 more inches. Dude, that was just a meteor. It wasn't even the real deal.
I know it. I know it.
And we're just assuming it's not going to hit us.
Right.
And of course, if anybody's talked to Pat, I mean, he's all into signs and
and
blunders. He's like, something's going to hit us hard. It's going to be bad. But you know that when...
Satellite for sure, at least.
Well, when Jim Baker...
25,000 out.
Remember when Jim Baker took a sabbatical and he was focused on... You know, God gave him a sabbatical and he just focused on the Lord and the Gospels and Revelation. That God just totally gave him 33 words for prophetic words, and 32 of them have already come to pass, and one more is left to come. But another thing that came out of that was he just came out just, and of course we've heard this quite a few times, but 32 out of 33 came to pass, was this meteor is going to be hitting the earth. At some point, a meteor is going to be hitting the earth.
Oh, wow.
And
forgot about that one.
And it's called Nephilim. No, it's not called Nephilim. But really, I mean, it makes sense in the context when you look how things are taking place. But this thing's traveling. This is like remember the word was a warning shot fired over the bow.
Mm-hmm.
And how, I mean, one entire city could be 1,000 miles in the Sahara, 1,000 miles of forest was destroyed. Well, imagine a city's only what, you know, 20, 30 miles, 40 miles. I mean, you're looking at it could go all the way from all the way across Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It could wipe out the panhandle. You know, it could go slash right through the United States. You know, it could take out California.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. This thing was just 30. This thing was just the size of a bus, but this DA-14 or whatever meteor is the size of a half of a football field, and is passing today. But these things came together, so I was thinking that was it.
Yeah,
and of course cool. CBN News clarified that, but the that means that these little meteorites can break off that meteor and all of a sudden hit the gravitational pull of the Earth and start coming down to Earth. My goodness,
interesting.
Did you see that guy? You can go to the torch and see this. The guy that rode a balloon to Red Bull. Did a spot. They did a commercial where this guy rides the balloon all the way.
The skydiver dude?
Yeah, and he rides the balloon all the way up to, I don't know what
like stratosphere or something. It was way up there.
Yeah, I don't know how many thousands of feet up it was.
High.
Yeah, but the Earth, you can see it was like a small round circle.
Yeah, it was like a dot.
And then he jumps out of it. He just kind of leans forward. And then his spacesuit kind of got turned color. Anyway, and he just begins to fall. And then he gets a spin. Like out of control, and they thought it was over for him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He caught, at some point, he was able to steady himself, and he lived. But you can see this on the torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and watch that and just see. I mean, he was up in that area. I mean, I don't know. You can see when you go there what thousands of feet he was at. But that's just so amazing that, you know, that these things are happening. Life is so fragile. Hmm. When you think about when the towers fell and they came to Jesus and they said, what does this mean? Does it mean that these guys were bad or whatever, or their blood was mixed? It's all these different theories. And Jesus basically was saying, no, this is a lesson plan for you, that life's not forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make a choice what you're going to do in this life. Are you going to repent or you're not going to repent? And if you don't repent, you know, he says it's over for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be a lesson plan to us, that these, you watch when you go to see, you'll see also on the Torch under related articles to that, CBN News has a segment of all that with the meteorites coming over, and they show somebody on the streets, they show somebody teaching school, they show somebody in their home, and it shows all these different people living their day-to-day life like it was just normal, and all of a sudden windows just start blowing out and things start shaking, and a hockey player that's a Canadian hockey player that's actually living there right now, he hit a snooze button like 9 minutes later, all of a sudden everything just started. They just thought it was a war.
Wow.
And it hit the nuclear, it hit the Cold War nuclear plant where they make all these bombs and stuff, and it's just amazing. Just totally, totally amazing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.